You don't have one distinguishable sex. We do not differentiate between the two. We are one and the same. How do you reproduce then? Our beings reproduce by osmosis. If we choose to reproduce, we share a thought and it is done. It is not difficult for us to perceive it, but difficult in your time frame to understand how it is accomplished. It is difficult for us to convey to your time that which we are. Only that by thought it is accomplished. The new being, is it as a baby? Or how does it develop? The being develops its own characteristics by sharing with its parents in thought. Remember, it is by osmosis, transference of thought. Physical communication is not necessary. By thought alone. Then the child will choose the personal characteristics it wishes to carry in its thought forms. Now we realize it is difficult for you to understand that which we are. But does it start as a baby and grow? Or is it already a fully developed adult size when it is first created? D, L, D, L, D, L, D, L, D, L, D, L, D, stranded on Earth, 163, L, it is already fully developed. There is no need for childhood and birth as you know it. D. Do you have to eat? To consume any kind of food or anything? L. It is not necessary. We can, if we choose, experience an eating concept. To reconnect with the life forms, as you know them, by thought we can do this. And choose to experience eating, as you know it. But for our own part it is not necessary or desirable to consume food. It is not necessary at all. We grow and develop without the necessity of food, as you would know it. D. What kind of nourishment do you need to keep you alive then? L. The life force, as you know it. Think of it as light that encapsulates your body and permeates your being. It is around us always when we need it. To consume anything would be totally unnecessary. D. You also spoke of being as one with the ship. L. That is correct. D. Does that mean that you cannot exist separate from the ship? L. No, it does not. But when we travel to distant galaxies, it is necessary to be a part of that system. While I am in the ship, then I am encapsulated. D. I see. Then the ship cannot operate without you. L. That is correct. D. I understand now. But you can come and go without it. You can go wherever you wish. L. That is true. D. Are there others on the ship besides you? L. Indeed, there are many of us presented this time on this ship. Some of us integrate directly with the mechanism that moves our ship from place to place. That is my job, to integrate with the machinery, to move it from place to place. D. Where do you go on your travels? L. We visit many galaxies. From time to time we interact directly with the people in the different time frames. You, 164, legacy from the stars, must understand, we move in dimensions of thought. The thoughts move then into time frames. Then we can interact with the different people that we meet on our journeys. Is there a purpose for meeting with these people and interacting with them? Yes, there is. The thoughts they have will interact with ours. The developments then take place as we interact in dimensions of thought. This opens up channels of communication so we can assist their developments. That is part of our task, to assist in development throughout the galaxies we visit. Our job is to help and assist directly with those thought forms that require our assistance and development. Have you ever interacted with the people of Earth? Seriously and purposely? Indeed we have. The thought forms that emanate from Earth are directly related to the work we do on board our ship. Have you reacted with Earth, you personally, in the past? Indeed we have. The time frames have varied, but the communications we have has. She stopped abruptly and showed signs that something was occurring, softly. I am moving now. Where are you moving to? To a different time frame. My body is tingling, particularly on my left side. My left hand is tingling, all the way down the left side. I'm peaceful. Relaxed. Why is it tingling? Because the time frame I am in now does not require the energy frequency that I last spoke of. When the transition is complete, I will no longer be able to speak to you. Do you know what happened to you when you were in that lifetime on that spacecraft? What happened to that body at the end of that lifetime? It has not ended yet. What do you mean? Is it going on at the same time that the present one of Laura is going on? D, L, D, L, D, L, D, L, D, L, D, L, D, stranded on Earth L, D, L, D, L, D, L, D, L, D, L, 165, that is correct. Is it possible to do that, live two lives at once? Without a doubt it is possible. Without the one being aware of the other? That is correct. I am aware that while I'm Laura lying here in this body, that I am also the other entity. That is my true beingness. Do you think that is the one that has been continuing through time? That is correct. Is that part aware of Laura? Indeed. But Laura doesn't know about it. Is that correct? On another level, yes, Laura is aware. Not the conscious one. And yet that is not entirely true. I am aware that I am Laura in this earthly form, but as the other being I traverse time and space, and move in a different frequency. The time capsule, that we spoke of, is a part of this energy frequency system. Each person will become aware of their own particular frequency in their bodies. As Laura, I am interacting more and more with this other frequency, the alien one. When I meditate, I integrate with this frequency, and I learn and develop. I am understanding more and more of who I really am, my job and where I really come from. This has a purpose which will unfold gradually within the subconscious, and more directly in Laura's conscious mind. She will understand more of this as she grows older in her physical form. She needs to know, which is why we have shared with her today. She has asked many times to know more about herself, who she is and her task in this lifetime. It started so long ago. Now she will know that we are part of each other, the alien being and herself. We can never be separated, because we are one. Now I must cut off this transmission because our craft is entering another time dimension, a different energy frequency, and we can no longer communicate. 166, Legacy from the Stars. When I played this tape back later for transcription, all the words after this remark were strangely garbled and impossible to transcribe. This has occurred on other occasions when static was so strong on the tape that it overshadowed the words. I have also had tapes blank with no recording, and had the voices slowed down to a deep guttural sound, or speeded up to produce the chipmunk effect. In every case, there was no malfunction with the tape recorder. It is almost as though different energies are often present during the sessions, and these can interfere with the recording equipment. It is interesting that these were three cases where the subject was connected to and a functioning part of machinery needed to operate a spacecraft. Another interesting aspect is the repetition of the physical description and bodily functions, eating and sexual reproduction. Can these be coincidence, similar reports by accident? Or are the people in this book actually describing a real, functioning society in other realms and dimensions? Chapter 8, / Agzix Zavx Vex Gex F Saged Xagai returned to London several times after Mona's session. I began to make regular trips in connection with my book, Jesus and the Essence. I became firmly associated with the Essene Network in England, and spoke each year at their Essene Summer Convention. On one of these trips in 1994 I met Carolyn. This young woman wanted to have a session, and it was another case of trying to find the cause of being overweight. Caroline was an attractive blonde on the heavy side, but not obese. As a sideline, she mentioned she was interested in ancient Egypt, and thought she might have lived during that time. She also wanted to find out about karmic relationships in her life. It turned out that the bizarre reason for being overweight was the only one that came forward during the session. The other interests may have been present in her other past lives, but for whatever reason, her subconscious chose to focus on the weight problem. Maybe it was because that was primary in her life, even though she did not realize it. The session was held in my small hotel room in London. During this entire regression, the traffic noises outside of the Hotel 167, 168, Legacy from the Stars, were very loud. At times this made it difficult to hear her soft spoken words. London hotels are notorious for not having air conditioning. They don't need it over there, so I had to leave the window partially open for air circulation. There was no way to block the noise without cutting off the air. I used my normal cloud method, and asked her to go to the lifetime that would be the most relevant to this lifetime. She came off the cloud into a strange scene. She had not yet reached the ground, but appeared to be hovering, and could see a pair of hands handing her a baby up into the air. D, C, D, C, D, C, D, C, D, C. Why are they handing you this baby? They can't look after it. What do they think you will do with it? They think I will look after it. What do you think? I wonder how I will be able to. There's not much food around. I don't know how I'm going to feed it. Why isn't there much food around? Is there a reason? The ground is hard and dry. I think we're in a field. I see stalks of crops that are withered. Do you get the impression the people are hungry? Yes. Do you feel that you belong there? No. I've come from somewhere else. That's why they're giving me the baby. They think I will be able to look after it, because I've come from somewhere else, which is possibly better able to care for it. They're so desperate. If it means helping the baby, they would like me to take it. Were you going on to another place? I don't feel I'm there for very long. Do you think you're traveling alone? There may be other people behind me. But where I am, at this minute, I'm on my own. D, C, D, C. She became aware of her body, and said she seemed to be a male wearing very loose clothes like a short toga, and laced. Interference creates entrapment. 169, lattice boots. Her hair was gold colored and her skin was very white. D, what are you going to do? C, I want to help them. If I don't help them, the baby will die. But I don't know how to look after the baby. Oh. But I'm connected to. Pause. They're taking soil samples, or they're looking at the land to teach them what is causing the problem. And to take a baby. Not only do we not know how to look after such, but we have work to do. D. Are there many in your group? C. No. About six. D. And you think it's your job to show them how they can grow food, so they can live? Is that right? C. Not at this stage. We are there to find out why the crops aren't growing. D. Why have you come to do this? Are you associated with these people in some way? C. No. We don't know them. It's just a job. D. Why have you come there if you don't know these people? C. It's a problem throughout this place. We are not the only team that is sent to try and understand what is killing the crops and the wildlife. D. The wildlife too are dying? That means the people can't hunt either. Is that correct? C. It's getting more difficult by the day. We won't be there long. Enough time to do some tests, take some samples, analyze, and return to our base. D. How did you come to this place? Pause. Did you walk or what? No. Can you see how you arrived there? C. I want to say in a bubble. D. A bubble? Can you see it, so you can describe what you mean? Pause. She was having difficulty. Can you see what it looks like? C. It seems to change shape. D. Well, tell me what you see. 170, legacy from the stars. C. It's a multi-purpose vehicle. Pause. It changes shape in different dimensions. It moves. D. You mean it's not like a bubble all the time? C. No. She was making hand motions to demonstrate a round shape and then a flattening. It was confusing to watch. D. I'm trying to understand from your hand motions. Is it round sometimes? And then what? C. It's round when it's down on the ground. And when it moves off the ground, it changes shape. D. Into what kind of a shape? C. In order to move. Hand motions. She put her hands with the palms facing each other sideways a few inches apart. A squashing effect. D. I'm trying to understand your hand motions. What? It flattens? C. It seems to. Flatten. That bubble seems to twist and flatten. Hand motions. D. Kind of compress like that? C. Compress. That apparently was the word she was looking for. D. Does this bother the people when they're inside of it? It seemed like such a strange motion. From her hand motions, it would twist and compress down to a flat shape that was much shorter, top-wise, than the original bubble shape. It was a drastic change. C, D, C, D, C, no, because they can do the same with their energy. What do you mean? They can change the shape of the bodies they're in, so they don't always look the same, you mean? They don't always need bodies. Interference creates entrapment. 171. D, you mean they need the bodies when they come to see these people? C, yes, because otherwise they couldn't communicate with them. D, would the other people be able to see them the way they normally are? C, no. They would. Pause. Her difficulty, I want to say. They are there, but it's like there is another dimension. Almost like a doorway. So they could see them if they were on the right frequency of vibration. D, then unless you made this body appear, they couldn't see you? C, that's right. D, are all of your people the same way? C, oh, yes. D, when you look at each other, in your natural form, what do you see? C, oh, it's just energy. D, could you see the energy? C, it's like. Had difficulty. It's like a space in the air. Not like light. It's like the molecules of air are dispersed where this energy is. So there's a hole in the air. D, this is how you know there is another being like yourself there. So you don't have to really see each other. C, no. But we can communicate. D, where do you come from when you make these journeys to this area? Pause. Did you say something a while ago about a base or something? C, a base. An ambulance was going by on the street below with its siren screeching, and it was difficult to hear her. There was a hospital about a block away. The noise did not disturb her at all. When the subject is in deep trance, they completely shut out their surroundings. I picked the conversation up again when the siren stopped. 172. Legacy from the stars. D. A base? Is that near here? C. It doesn't take long to get there. If you travel the way we travel. D. How do you travel? C. We move the bubble into this. Difficulty. We twist it into this other dimension. Hand motions again, of twisting and compressing. D. And you compress it, you mean, and change the shape. Then you're able to move it into another dimension? Yes, and that dimension is where your base is? Yes, is the base on a physical place? Yes. Is it a different physical place than the one that you are visiting now? Yes, so you're saying, you, yourself, in your natural form are not physical, but you live on this other physical world? C, confidently, yes. Although the concept seemed unusual to me, it seemed very natural to her. She just had difficulty explaining it in a way I could understand. C, we can choose to be physical or non-physical. D, but do you live in cities and things like that in your natural place? Pause, or do you know what I mean? C, there are constructions. They have frequencies. So much is like. We have the bubble to travel. Pause, how we live is much an extension of the travel bubble. We can make the constructions the way we want them. D, do you take any kind of sustenance, or any kind of food, to live? C, no. We get energy from the source. So we just tap into the source. D, do you know what the source is that you get your energy from? She had difficulty explaining, and had to start and stop several times. Interference creates entrapment. 173. C, it's a place, but it's an energy. It's like a stream of energy, a stream of light. Like a spotlight. A spotlight. D, how do you get energy from that? C, we can stand in the spotlight, so we can revitalize and get energy and sustenance from this source. D, do you have to be there with it all the time? C, no. The source has its own knowledge. We revere this energy. D, then you can go on this ship you described and be away from it, and it won't harm you? C, no. We just need to tap into it at regular intervals. D, so when you go to these other places, you can make yourself look like the people there, so they will see you? And that's what you're doing at this time? C, yes. We are trying to help, but we are also trying to learn. D. What are you trying to learn from these people? C. We are questers after knowledge. We do not need the crops to survive. We are curious and compassionate. D. Have you been doing this for a long time? C. Oh, yes. D. This place where these people are, does that have a name? Do you call it anything? C. It used to be called something. I don't know where it is. There aren't many people left. They haven't been able to survive a famine. It is affecting their spirit, and they're dying from starvation. D. Who told you to come here and do this? C. The source. D. Does the source speak to you, or how do you know it? C. When you're in the light, you get the communication. So it enters your mind, and you know what you're supposed to do. D. Have you done this before at this place? No. So what kind of tests are you and the others doing? C. We have to put things into the soil, and bring out samples to test in our labs. We have to see whether there's a poison as well as a drought. We think the ground has been poisoned. 174 D. C. D. C. D. C. Legacy from the stars. D. C. 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 D. Where are the labs that you take these samples to? We can work in the bubble. You have the equipment inside the bubble. Oh, yes. What will you do if you discover what it is? We will try to find a way to cure the problem, to help the people, and to further our knowledge. I am not the person that makes the assessments. I am a person that communicates with the people. That is your job. But you said there were not many left alive at this place? Not very many. We don't know how many in other communities are still surviving. Can you see what these people look like? Ragged. Dusty. Very dusty. Their hair is very dusty. What about their features? Do they look human? Yes. They have brown eyes. They all have brown eyes. Can you see what kind of structures they live in? They have had to build them themselves. Was she referring to the fact that her people created structures by mind power, rather than physically? They built them out of hard-baked earth. So they were existing all right before this happened. But now something has gone wrong. Something has gone very wrong. All right. I want you to move ahead, and tell me what you discovered. Did they take the testings of the soil? Yes. It's not a poison. Things are eating away at the roots of all the crops. It is some kind of insect. Is it the same thing that is killing the animals? No. The animals are dying from starvation and from lack of water. Just like the people. What do your people propose to do? Can they help? We believe that it would be very difficult to rid the country of the infestation. There are too many of these insects. We are in a dilemma. Do you have someone you can consult, or ask for advice? Interference creates entrapment. 175. C. We can go back to the source. D. What are you going to do? C. We can take the people with us. They would find it very uncomfortable. They would not be used to what they would have to do. D. Is there any other solution? C. Even if we manage to do something about the insect infestation, they need the rain to make the crops grow. Until the rain comes, they have a problem. D. Yes, it sounds like they have several problems. What are you going to do? C. We have to talk about it, and make a decision. And in the morning, based on the majority, we will make a plan. D. Then let's move ahead until the morning, and you're discussing this. Tell me what's happening. C. We have decided to offer them the chance to come with us. It is possible to ferry them in small groups. They are naturally alarmed about the possibly shifting dimension. D. Of course, they don't understand it. Is that the only decision you can come up with? C. They will all be dead if they stay. D. What happens when you offer them that decision? C. Only two come with us. The rest decide to await their fate. They were afraid to come. D. But you did everything you could, didn't you? C. We did. D. So it's their decision. You said there were two who decided to go? C. Mother and child. D. Was it the same baby that was offered to you? C. The baby. D. Have they entered into the craft with you, or what? C. We are preparing them. They will need to be able to change their shape. It will not be comfortable for them. And we have to do it soon. We can't wait too long. I am worried for their sakes. It is possible for it not to work. D. What would happen if it didn't work? 176. Legacy from the stars. C. They will die. D. What kind of procedure is needed to help them change their shapes? C. They need to feel disconnected from their bodies. So they see everything happening at a distance. Once they have stepped out of their bodies, 'tis no problem. But it is getting them to step out in the first place. That is the major problem. D. How can you make them leave their bodies? C. We teach them. D. But you said you didn't have much time. C. No. We could do it, if they are receptive to it, like I am. D. Tell me what happens. C. They're frightened of what they're going to do. They know there is no chance for them in any other way. D. I think they're very brave. They are the only ones that wanted to take the chance. Then you said you are able to make them go out of their bodies, even though they are afraid? C. That's right. So, one of them's being really silly. D. What do you mean? C. Because I thought it was a woman, but it's a man. And he is flying around. He thinks it's very clever. I am cross, because we must get on, and he's fooling around. D. Do you do something to his body? C. We compress it. This will not be comfortable. Just till he gets used to it a few times. It's difficult to find the words, but it feels that the ship compresses and twists, hand motions again, and lifts into another dimension. So that's what the people have to do too. I take the baby. It is possible to help the other person do it. D. What about the baby? Is the baby able to do it? C. The baby's fine. I'm more concerned with the adult. I've had several years of getting used to being the way I live. So does the adult. Interference creates entrapment. 177. I think he meant it was more difficult for the adult because he was set in his physical ways, while the baby was more flexible to change. D. That's natural. Maybe they won't have to do it very long. Let's move ahead to when you get to your place. What happens then? Were they able to make the journey? C. Yes. And everybody is really tired. D. Of all the working with them? Yes, but can these people exist in your world? Yes, won't it be difficult for them with a physical body? Yes, what happened when you got there? Did the body return to normal? Yes, what about their spirits? You said they had to step outside the body? Yes, what happened when they got to your place? C. They all wanted to have a bath, because they hadn't had one. D. Did they enter back into their body again? C. Emotionally they did. D. But how will they be able to live in your world? Will they be able to breathe and to eat, and things like that? C. I hope so. D. Then you really don't know what's going to happen to them? C. We've never taken people like this with us. D. And all the other people that were left behind, will they all die? Yes, well, let's move ahead in time, if you recognize time. And tell me, did these people adjust? Were they able to live? C. With difficulty. They felt a sense of disloyalty. D. Disloyalty? What do you mean by that? Caroline seemed to be getting sleepier, and her answers were coming slowly. D. How did they get the food? C. They ate what was unpolluted in the river, and they made bread from the seeds. 178. Legacy from the stars. D. You mean on your world things could grow? Yes, so they could make food on that world? Yes, did you help them to learn what to do? C. Yes. To love too. D. Well, then do you ever go back to that world where they came from? C. I think I must go back. D. Why do you feel you must go back there? C. Something's pulling me back. D. What do you mean? C. I can see other people in caves, and in other dwellings. And I wasn't aware that so many people were around. If we leave them, they will die. D. What are you going to do? C. I'm going to stay and help them. D, can you do that? C, I shouldn't be doing it. My first duty is to the ship, and to the planet.